This evening, I raise a matter that rarely gets mentioned anymore in polite GAA circles, if there is such a thing. One morning, the world woke up to find the third man tackle expunged from the rule books, and there was, alas, no more about it. The third man tackle was the ultimate organ of democracy. It levelled the playing pitch, almost literally in some cases. It kept more men playing the game than all the schools of excellence in the world could ever dream of achieving. A player could be unburdened by any suggestion of dexterity with the round thing, his kicking style bringing to mind a man tramping grapes, but he always got the nod, the criteria being that, in the words of the manager, he might take out some good lad with a third man tackle, and the unspoken hope that the good lad would be on the other team. Every team had their own third man tackle specialists. They went through entire careers with no more than 5 clean possessions to their name. In training, when the shooting practice started, they took themselves off to an adjacent field, and passed an hour or two there, repeatedly shouldering a stout oak tree. 5 minutes at a time on either shoulder, until something gave. And it wasn't always our heroes. During games, they adopted an almost indifferent air. They never showed for the ball. All the time, they were watching their real targets. A bird of prey, they would wait and wait. Never once panicking, until optimum conditions pertained. A teammate with the ball, another one running clear inside the defence, and nothing to deny them a capital score save for the niggling presence of a full-back intent upon defending his citadel. And then, bang, our zero-tolerance corner forward pounces, meeting the unsuspecting defender with a blindside tackle that condemns him to the certainty of a middle age shuffling from orthodontist to orthodontist. And the beauty of it all was that no one could say a word. It was as legitimate as fresh milk, covered by rule. The supporters would shout,
"Your score, Johnny!
Your score, Johnny! Your score!"
Our Tyro would walk back to the corner and while away another 20 harmless minutes before his next intervention, and the fullback would absorb a painful lesson about staying aware on the field of play. But no more, no more. You'll still see the occasional freelance operator, running an illegal underground industry, a sneaky body check here, a full frontal there, grunting, "I was just standing my ground, ref. I thought this was meant to be a man's game." But there's no bounty on his head, and to be perfectly honest about it, he's fooling no one but himself. The third man tackle served Irish men well all over the world. It was a handy man for getting you the woman you desired on a tap-in dance in the Galtymore, for example. I was in a busy tube station in midtown Manhattan one Friday evening a few years back, and my attention was caught by a man of a certain vintage, third man tackling his way through the crowded platform, taking out building workers and office girls indiscriminately, never stopping until he was firmly ensconced in the most comfortable seat in the carriage, and he reading a 3-day-old Con Houlihan column in the evening press. I asked him the only question appropriate in the circumstances. "A county man are you yourself?" "Armagh," he replied, with memories so glorious and grand. And it figured, you know, it figured.